Hey, sir, this is Samara King, and welcome back to our series of podcast. And it's been just a bit long without publishing anything like here. And as you know, we always keep trying to update the society about different insights of life, trying to explore more opportunities, and trying to bring to all the positive to the society. And as you know, Big Sun Zamada King always is busy trying to help out the community, trying to improve something, trying to bring the positive attitude. So it's all about that. So and today I have got a lot of things to share with, and you know, is 2022nd. This is a year where in our country we're expected to get a lot of things, but and when it comes to the side of the youth, particularly those the university graduates, always have the attitude of getting employment in the society, in the government, and that's what exactly happened. The government give all the opportunities where the young graduates have to apply for the job, and they, a lot of us, we did, and we have got an anticipation of being among of those who are going to get picked up by the government. But unfortunately, things haven't been as we anticipated, you know. And that's it's kind of like a disappointment among of us. But today I am not going to speak much about what happened exactly to the government until that happened. But what exactly I intend to speak here is that after losing out or just failed being picked up by the government, it hasn't to be at disappointment level. It doesn't be the point for us to give up. So it has not to be the point for us to keep blaming and complaining much. But this is a turning point. You know, what's a once happened things like that, we have to reflect on the reality. You know, we can quote the words of Jimmy Quick. He said that always the toughest time that determines one's direction, either going to win or is going to completely get vanished. You know, so if not ourselves, we don't have to vanish. This is the point for us to keep the focus, to keep trying, pushing out, keep trying to explore more opportunities. There are a lot of things that most of us we fail to understand, particularly when it comes to the African countries. We have a different variety of things that we have to point out, and one of those are the sports and entertainment sector. You know, that sector, it just occupies with a lot of, or employs a large number of people. But most of us, we fail. You know, we go to school, we expect that after finishing, we get hired by the government, and we be able, even helping our society, helping our families, helping our people, helping our lovers, helping all of those we concerned with. But when things happens like this, we become disappointed, and some of us even opt to commit suicide, or even just giving up and going to opting to doing other things which is not good for our health or even for our country. Yeah, so we're supposed to find out for the great way that it might be just a turning point for us. Yeah, they're just trying to salvage ourselves from disappointment, you know. And the following are the few things that we have to consider before things gets more worse, you know, before things wasn't, you know. So we need to first of all focus on individual skill set development. So we have to develop skill sets which are fitting to the real world, you know, and those things is like it's including employing ourselves in the physical activities, like maybe learning or studying or becoming an apprentice on different physical jobs, like carpentry, bricklayers, and all of the things that can help us keep pushing our life. Yeah, even employing ourselves in the small businesses like matching guys, you know. That now the government have softened everything. That now there are some places that been just been placed for the small secret businesses, including those done by the matching guys. So, and other things that we have to consider there is that trying to think about online things, you know, in online deal of money. But the thing that is matters most is how you explore the opportunity of getting those money. Yeah, you get the money, you see them just trying to flow, just entering to someone's pocket, but for yourself, you don't get them because you don't have a proper skill set that can help you to fetch those money into your pocket. So you have to learn the skill set on the means or on online job that you think it might be helpful for you. Yeah, I remember listening to I got my friend that you who told me that, bro, do you know that in online there are some places that people are just offering different things, including writing opportunities. Yeah, for those who've been started language like me, linguistic. There are some things that I even can get proofread works that I can proofread others' work. So it helped me the way I could log in and I could create an account, and then how I could link myself to the site where I could get those jobs. So when you enter in online and you get a place that you try to explore the opportunity and you get those jobs, you will be required to have some few characteristics, particularly posting your achievement accolades, including your certificates and experiences. Yeah, how amply you have experience in a certain career. So you post your thing there, and then those who have those deals, they be just trying to pass it through your profile, and then after getting to a profile, they will decide to give you the deal. So, getting $20 after an hour or $100 after some hours, it's not something difficult from there. The other thing is trying to involve yourself in other proper income generating skill sets. I can imagine doing based on online things like involving affiliate businesses, working with an affiliate companies, or even developing your knowledge into the highly the most sought skill set. Like now, coding, become a coder. You even trying to you be able even to deal with web designs, you even print away. Yeah, you have some things like making postcards. Yeah, and all of the shit that can help you to generate income. So there are a lot of opportunities that the society has to consider. And when you come to the industrial sports and entertainment industries, very, very big one. So the next episode, I would like to dig deeper in every aspect that a young generation has to deploy itself as an alternative from being waiting for too long, hoping for being employed by the government. It's going to be difficult in every part of the world that there is a government which could be able to accommodate more than 500,000 people a year. So it's difficult. Also, if the country happens to have more than a million unemployed people and all hoping having a job, it's a bit harder it is a bit harder than one can anticipate. So even yourself could be in a government, the same thing you could do, because the shit doesn't look easy like one can anticipate. So let us wait and let's keep praying. And this is Samuel the King. It's another episode that I have got society to come with after being quiet for a bit longer. So keep listening to us, and then we will keep updating you with a lot of things that we are now preparing. I say that next season, we are going to have a blockbuster of a lot of content. So we're going to have candidates that are candidate after content. So content, they're going to be a lot of contents. So wait and spend much more big things to come to from Big Sam Zamunda King. So, and this is Insights on Life podcast show, and always we keep updating you that we always trying to hit here and there. It's all about life. We don't go to other things which is out of the life. So thank you, and I keep listening to us. Now, as you know, we've been just here through different platforms like iTunes, Spotify mainly, and also you can listen to other podcasting playing platforms like Radio Public. Yeah, you can listen us to AfriPod. So a lot of the of options that you can listen to us. Even at Google, you write like Insights on Life, and then you will see some pictures of Big Sam Zamunda King, and then after there you click at Anchor. Then after seeing Anchor FM, that is our main stream application, that where we do all of our things and the lesson to us. Thank you, and have the beautiful Sunday, and hoping for more good things to come.
Hey, what's up? This is Sam the King. Welcome back to our series of podcast here and Spotify cast. It has been a little bit longer without recording anything back in 22nd. So the 23rd, we never did anything. So we were in a leave of just of the reasons which was out of our ability. So now I feel a little bit better, and I have got something very important to share as my first podcast in 2024. Because this is, I must say that it could be like a year of blessings, though I don't like to use that statement, just because once you say this is your year, you make sure that you have got all the things set up, but we ain't gonna be making everything possible, because we're living here under God's guidance. So you can't say that this is mine, this is not theirs. But the ones who decide whether it's gonna be ours or isn't ours is only God. So if God's wishing, I think it's gonna be the blockbuster of the year for us to keep making much more minds here at our podcast. So today I would like to share some few cheat codes for someone to leash the super life. You know, if you want to live a super life, you have to have some few things, particularly for the youth. You know, the young men have experienced much more difficulty in the recent years of their life, you know. And it's all about the system changing every day. Governments in the world are changing. The impacts of technology also. Leaving the most of youth just crying behind, you know. Why I'm just saying. So the inventions of AI, artificial intelligence, also has been a detriment impact to the youth, you know. Since it has been going away with employment opportunities, leaving them without knowing what to do. As you know, in most cases in our community, we go to the schools expecting that after reaching a certain level, after reaching the college, reaching the university, we expect that after completing that, we get employment from the government or from any other independent organizations, you know, and public sectors and private sectors. It's all about inventions of AIs and other robotic driving things, or it has been fetching away the opportunities for the young boy to get hired at the process. So now I'm likely to go to get ahead of the ideas of the youth, particularly the universe. First of all, understanding and accepting the change. You know, once you understand the change, and the change has got two impacts. The first one, it might be a positive impact, or the second must be negative impact. On the other hand, as I said, invention of AI, artificial intelligence, it's got a good impact to the side of those who are using it and making them profitable. But also, it is on the other side, on the particular the youth, it is a detriment. I mean, negative. It has a negative impact, leaving them without anything to do. So accepting this, understanding this, and accepting, so there is a large opportunity for those who have accepted the changes, that they might move on and might just change. They might embark themselves on the opportunities, on other opportunities, alternatives, just trying to sharpen their life, you know, as usual. But those who are not led to understand and accept this change, they feel like, oh, we're humiliated, the government doesn't do something for us to get the opportunities. Never understand, and never be targeted. You know, once you become targeted and you put yourself in the bucket that you are not there to understand and accept anything or any change, you put yourself in the bucket or into the basket of pains. You feel everything that happens in this life is just to humiliate you, you know. So once you put yourself onto that side of those who are not there to accept the changes, you will feel yourself that you are humiliating every shit that happens on and the possible changes in the government and or any other employment sector. So for me, I think once we accept the changes and we find out alternatives and a lot of opportunities that can be explored, and one of the important things that we have to understand, the changes, despite having a government, also has got biggest impact for us, and it might even compel us to decide that we can make even much more money than being hard. For example, the young boy who has got maybe accepted the changes and opted to go to the other options like opening YouTube channels, you may accept yourself to the channel to the possibility of generating even more than $2,000 monthly. The amount that it is hardly to make while you are employed in a government, particularly to African countries like here in Tanzania, where the minimum salary for the beginner it ranges at $3,500 monthly, up to $750,000 monthly. So comparing to 2,000, which is for approximate rate of current exchanges here in the country, it ranges up to $4.5 million up to $5.5 million monthly. So if you find yourself just maybe having your single YouTube channel, or you have even up to two even more channels, you can generate even much more money. So it puts on the same line as if to those greatest makers. So accepting the changes and going to the alternative, it is a really proper way for the youth to go to get to the top. The other things, a lot of things that you can even consider, you know, just veiling things, you know, you can become the vendor and you got the company and become the partner, and so you can become the seller of your product and other thing. The second thing that the youth has to consider in this life is understanding who are they, particularly have their purpose. Most of us, we live without a purpose. If you live without a purpose, you'll find everything is impossible in this life. And the most difficult thing among the young men is they leave the others' willings. You find a student, you're asking, hey, what's your expert to undertake after reaching a certain level? You will find, after reaching the university, I will decide where to go. But our experience so far with my young brothers, my young sisters, after reaching the level of the university, they go here and there fetching advice from here and from that, from this and that. So it is just manifesting how far these people don't have the long-term plans. So coming from grassroots without understanding what they are going to undertake is about making them to live the life of others. So if they go there, they say, oh, being the doctor is gonna be the greater profession, being just a lawyer is a greater profession, so just go for the lawyers. And after that, they go there and I say, oh, if you become a social worker now, is it a high demanding profession? There you go. So they reach the point that only just trying to go, oh, if I go to the lawyer, I become the lawyer, I go to the, even don't they don't know what they just they have to do by at the time. So just go to the first, just because they've been just advised by someone to be someone. So it's not a life that. So having the greater and a clear purpose from the grassroots, you're in a primary school, you understand, I'm just starting this, started because at the end I want to be at a certain point. So we should rely on our own thinking way, so we don't have to put much more pressure on ourselves by listening to this and to this one and that one. So the second thing that they use us to create their career purpose. If your purpose is to be maybe a doctor, you have to strive all the start with concern about I'm going to be a doctor. So you start them fully with all of your ambitions and attentions. At the end of the day, you will achieve something at the profession. The third thing, align God's timeline. One of the most difficult thing that we are facing as a youth in this industry is we have our personal plans, you know, in timeline. If you just struggling within 6 months and you don't see the result, then you start complaining, I'm just working so fucking hard and I ain't get something. But we forget that if we have to trust and faith that God is existing, we have to understand that there is a God's timeline and a data personal timeline. So once we are setting up our own personal timeline, we have first to align the God's timeline. Once God says yes, there is no one who can say no. So once we try to make something, we try to at a certain level, we have to accept that there is the time that God has to say yes so as we can go ahead. But if God hasn't said yes yet, then we all of our individuals, we all knock, and end of the day we say that, I've been just trying to match, but I ain't see the result I'm expecting. So once we are making every shit of idea, we have to understand that God is already there, and also have to align Him on our process. In the end of the day, we'll bless it. And the timeline, His timeline is always the best of all. So that is the third one. The fourth and the last one is that we have to be ready. You know, being ready is it looks like a very simple phrase, but being ready, I mean that we have to be flexible. What we plan always has got a possibility of two results. It might be executed and become profitable or being successful at a certain level, and sometimes it might delay, you know, or sometimes it can even not be successful at all. So we have to be like that. We have to be flexible. We have to change in whatever circumstances. And most of us, we find ourselves so custodian. What I'm saying, custodian, the people who doesn't change. So flexibility, going with the time, navigating yourself. That is the fourth and the great point that the youth has to accept, that we have to go for now, we have to change now, just because the system has changed now, that we have to navigate so we can fit with the circumstances of that time. So I would have spoken much more, and I have spoken a lot of things too. As I said, I never published anything back in 2013. So I could say that yeah, it never been good at me, good for me. See, now I want to turn it fully with much more energy. So I will keep publishing even much more. So this is the first one, the first of many in 2024. So my friend, tell your friend now, I have good sound. Tell them that Big Son Damodar King now is back. You know, he's a lot of minerals that we have to listen to him. So once you listen to these things and you work on it, actually we see the result. And I also welcome the comments from different listeners. As I see, I could be listening in different countries. I've been listening in America, I've been listening in Nigeria, I'm listening in Zimbabwe, I've been listening in Tanzania, I've been listening in other parts of the world, including Germany. So my friends are out there, just send a comment and say where I have to improve my podcast, and where I have also to amend. So I have got a lot of things, and I hope that next podcast I may just even including someone, so I'll be having a dialogue way. So don't think that it's a personal or single personal podcast. Now I'm looking ahead by working with other people, and also I'll be having my own channel that will be going to Insights on Life TV, that we will be airing out all of our content, and I'll be having some virtual and live interviews with different guests, those who are going to share their insights on life. Thank you. Have a nice year.